Grace to you and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 7th of March. I'm Paul White and I'm so honored that you joined me today. You know, one of the calling cards of the DDP has been consistency, us doing this every day. I would say, based upon the feedback that I have heard over the years from people who've enjoyed the DDP, another calling card of the DDP and one that I don't ever want to forget nor abandon is our ability to be sensitive to the moment and just go, not to be locked in or confined to a certain way of doing things. So sometimes we break away and do a question and answer session. Sometimes I'll chase a sort of a theological rabbit, even though it's outside of the purview of our study. And then there are days like today where I feel like I have other things on my mind than our study. And they're to the point that I'd like to hit record and say a few of them. And so I break away from my Zechariah study for just one day, at least at this point, I think it's just one day, just to comment on how overwhelmed I am in my spirit at the things God is doing in life and ministry. I've been in Warren, Ohio, ministering. By the time this airs, that will be a week old at least. The journey will be a week behind us at least. The encounters that I've had on this trip in speaking to people who have been, well, there's a couple different kinds, people who have been impacted by the things that have been posted by our ministry, podcasts, sermons, books, and just the overwhelming kindness and generosity of people who tell us how much it has changed and transformed their life. I wish you could get a sense of that and a feeling that of seeing what an impact is being made. And I wish you could, because there are so many of you who help support this ministry. And I think it would be awesome if you could see what a difference you're making. I know that's not entirely possible, but I think I can pass it on to you. And then the other is to encounter people who are encountering what we have to say for the first time. On this particular trip, we had several people who had never before heard the gospel of grace, or at least not in the way that we presented, and they were seriously impacted by it. It just warms my heart at the bright horizon of knowing that people are still coming into a revelation of the finished work and the understanding of what God thinks of them and who they are. And it excites me to no end. I've also had the chance to speak to fellow ministers of grace. Spoke to one over the phone this week who is out there doing, well, to be frank, doing what I'm doing, out there traveling place to place, living life, but telling others that the life that is afforded them by the finished work is available now. And we shared, you sort of swap war stories and talk about what's going on. And what overwhelms me in those moments, and I have a handful of those guys. It's not a lot of us doing this, especially on a full-time basis. So you kind of band together when you find them. And the remarkable thing is how much similarity is happening in our journey in this message. We're preaching the same things, and the ark is moving in the same way. I mean, of course, we're preaching the same things. I mean, that's obvious. But I'm talking about these little tributaries that are breaking off from the message, kind of takes me down a road, and I'll talk to these guys and go, hey, I've been there too. It's what the Holy Spirit's saying to me. It's confirmation. Part of it's confirmation that we're hearing something correctly. It's confirmation that the Holy Spirit is doing a work that is bigger than ourselves, and He's doing it through multiple outlets. And it's the wonderfully humbling experience of knowing that you are not alone, that you don't have some sort of corner on this, and that there are others who are walking and talking in the very presence of the Holy Spirit, making a difference in the world. And I roundly support them and what they are doing, because they're able to reach areas and touch lives probably that I can't, and maybe vice versa. And for that, we should all celebrate. I continue to be amazed at what is happening in the body of Christ in this hour. There is a renewal of sorts, bringing people back, not just to identity. That groundwork's been laid, not just to understanding they're righteous by faith. That groundwork's been laid, but bringing them back to an identity that they should be doing something in the world. And I'm encountering how that message is transforming lives. In the recent meetings in Ohio, we had people, some people who drove several hours to be with us, and I got to sit and just converse and enjoy them and hear what God is doing in their lives. And I am so excited to see the wonderful transformative power of knowing who we are in Christ, what it's doing to people's marriages, what it's doing to their relationship with their children, what it's doing to their day-to-day walk. And I just want to encourage those of you who are on this journey and you feel like you are alone and it is not, nothing's happening, be patient. Hebrews 10 says, we have need of patience, that after we have done the will of God, we might receive the promise. You've done the will of God, you've obeyed, you've believed on Jesus, and you trust Him by faith. The promises of God are in Christ, they're not in you. You trust in Him and let God do the rest. And listen, if the family isn't coming around, if you don't feel you have a sense of community, if you feel like you're out there alone, trust Him. Continue to live in a posture of rest. I promise you, the Word cannot lie. I'm not saying everyone in your life's going to come around to grace, but you are going to have doors of community open to you. Just be willing and ready and able to step through them so that you can be a part of transformation in someone's life as well. I just want to encourage you today. When I get so encouraged, I feel an impetus to encourage others. And I want to encourage you today as you continue this race and do all that you do. When these podcasts air, which is the 7th, and so as we're going into tomorrow, my wife and I are heading to Florida. I want to just tell you that I'm excited that I get to see my son play baseball. He is heading to Florida for spring break. His team flies down there to play all weekend, and that's where I'll be all weekend long. For me, this is the best kind of ministry, is ministry with my family, and I don't mean pulpit and laying hands on people. I mean enjoying time with my family, and we are excited. Well, I hope that you have a fantastic day. Grace to you.